Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Beverly with 5 Minutes in the Word from Cedar Hill, Texas. Our word today is Isaiah, the first chapter, coming from the first chapter and the 19th verse. And God's word reads, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." That's a promise. God has given us a promise. And even though he was speaking at this time to the children of Israel, God's word is yea and amen, and forever settled in heaven. So when we read God's word, we too can say and own this promise today. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, willing, that means you have to give your will over. You have to submit your will to God. Why? Because God has made us free will human beings. We have a free will. And in his word, he says, "Behold, I set before you good and evil. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve." So we have to choose good, because evil is always present, always. But God has promised, and his promises are forever settled. His word shall not return void. And he tells us if we would just be willing and obedient, not just willing, but we must obey. And how and what do we obey? It is God's word. God is his word. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." So how can we obey God? We obey his written word. And when God's word speaks to our hearts, we are to obey the word of God. Not tomorrow, but the day that you hear his voice, you are to obey the word of God. Now, because evil is always present, you have to choose, and you will eat the good of the land. The good of the land could be whatever your heart's desire, whatever you want and desire to happen in your life. God said you will eat the good of the land if you'll be willing and obedient. Now, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel had done wrong. They hadn't always obeyed God. So reading from that same chapter and that 16th verse, God tells his children, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil." Now, I want us to know that because evil is present, we as human beings have to make a choice. And I want to say that I am a living witness, that if we do not choose the good and we choose the wrong path, then God will judge the wrong path that we choose. In other words, God will judge our disobedience to his word. And I want you to know that it's a process to live and learn to walk with God. It is a process. And the Bible tells us, in that same chapter, God is speaking, that 17th verse, God is saying to his children, learn to do well. We have to learn that we should choose God at all times. We should choose to obey the word of God at all times. Whether anyone is present, whether anyone is looking over our shoulder, we should choose to obey God. And if we don't choose to obey God, then we will know that there will be, God will judge our disobedience. Disobedience is a sin. And I thank God today that God will judge. And I, as a living witness, God has judged my disobedience. And I thank God because I'm his child. And he corrects us. That is his way of correcting us to get us back in the path where we can receive the good and we can have his blessings. And I thank God for that. He doesn't leave us as his children. He doesn't leave us. in the wrong path. He doesn't leave us in the path of destruction and death and pain. He corrects us. And so he says today, learn to do good. And his word says, Isaiah 1:19, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. God bless you. This has been Evangelist Beverly with 5 minutes in the Word from Cedar Hill, Texas.